What are carbs? Are they bad for you? Do you lose more body fat when you do not eat carbs? Let's talk about it, ladies and gents. Welcome to Weight Loss Over Coffee. Coach Tyler Fullerton here, doing this every morning, drinking coffee, because coffee is absolutely life. If anyone ever tells you guys not to drink coffee, don't ever talk to that person ever again. But while you're adding that coffee, it truly does matter. You guys want a quick, easy, phenomenal, healthy creamer? Instead of doing your creamer that's full of canola oil, vegetable oil, and palm oil, put True Meal in it. You have 50 grams of protein, multivitamin, digestive enzymes. It literally will make your coffee taste better than a white girl mocha frica frappuccino. But anyways, let's talk about the carbs. What are carbs? Where are carbs coming from? Your body is going to use the carbs as energy. First off, everybody knows that. People are like, oh my gosh, I need to load up on carbs when I'm going to be active, when I'm going to do a marathon, when I'm going to go hiking and stuff like that. Everyone is always talking about carbs as energy. Yes, your body will use the carbs as energy, but taking in 100 calories from carbs and 100 calories from fat, the body does react differently. Your body will actually use fats as energy, more energy dense with fats than carbs are. But anyways, we're not going to be talking about the fats, but heads up, fat isn't bad for you, ladies and gents. Take in the fat, your body will use it like jet fuel. And you won't get bloated. You don't have to worry about blood sugar spikes. But when you take in carbs, your body's going to break down those carbs into sugars, then convert it into glucose. What happens when we take in carbs and sugars? The pancreas is going to produce insulin to bring those blood sugars back down. But if the pancreas is exhausted and people have developed insulin resistance, if you guys haven't listened to that podcast, we talked about how to reverse insulin resistance. So make sure you guys go listen to episode number 7, I want to say. And we talk about how to reverse insulin resistance and start regulating blood sugars. Because when we take in different types of carbs, you got the fast carbs and then you got the slower digesting carbs. So like vegetables are going to be slower digesting. Grains are slower digesting. And then you've got breads, pastas, tortillas, candy, soda. Those are going to be quick digesting. So if your body digests the carbs quickly, you're going to have, essentially think of it this way. If you've got a cup, an empty cup, and you have sugar, a cup of sugar and then an empty cup. When you do fast carbs, your body is essentially dumping all of the sugar into your body quickly. So you have that high blood sugar spike. Because carbs and sugar is what makes your blood sugars go up. When your blood sugars go up, your body produces the insulin. And when you have insulin present in the body, you're not losing body fat anymore. So there's a way we can control that hormone, insulin, stop making your blood sugars go through the roof. So when we do slow digesting carbs, your body is essentially, you got your cup of sugar and your empty cup, you're slowly pouring the sugar in because your body is slowly digesting it, slowly releasing those sugars and not having a huge dump of it. So that's how I've had people be able to reverse insulin resistance, be able to control blood sugars easier. I can do a 1200 calorie meal with broccoli, cauliflower, and a ribeye steak, and my blood sugars will not go over 100 because we're taking in slow digesting carbohydrates. Carbs aren't bad. I eat carbs every single day. But I'm not taking in carbs from breads, pastas, tortillas, cakes, soda, pastries, candies, Pop-Tarts, cookies, Oreos. I'm not taking in the fast digesting carbs, and neither are my clients. That's why so many people develop insulin resistance, and that's why so many people develop type 2 diabetes. It's because of the American diet is literally, essentially, almost 70% of carbs. So here's a fun facts on these ones. So what did they do in the 70s? President Eisenhower had a heart attack, and they talked about how fat was so bad for you. And fat is the reason because of the heart attacks and arteries clogging up and everything like that. So what did they do? They brought out the food pyramid because of one doctor. One doctor is like, we're going to make this. This is how we are going to eat, and everyone is going to become healthy. Well, guess what? The number one cause of death in the United States right now in 2023 is heart disease. If heart disease is still the number one cause of death, but we changed the way we have eaten, grain consumption has gone up 60%. Dairy, poultry, and meat has gone down 20%. I lied. 40%. One of those two. If we've changed the way we've eaten, all the fat has been taken out of the American diet. Fat has to be replaced with something. Guess what it's replaced with? A ton of carbs and sugars. All the box food, it's just carbs and sugars. It's empty calories. There's no nutritional value to it. So that's why I talk so much on eating actual real food with not empty calories. Popcorn, empty calories. Cereal, empty calories. Pop-Tarts, empty calories. Cookies, breads, pastas, pastries. All of it is empty calories. You're getting no nutritional value out of it. Sure, you're getting a little bit of fiber. Sure, you're getting a little bit of added vitamins and minerals to it. But if you have a ribeye steak, you're getting in all the fats, all the proteins that your body needs to thrive. Your body needs those proteins. Your body can use those fats as energy. You're going to get the vitamins and minerals in it, real vitamins and minerals from that steak. The same thing with the veggies. You're going to get the fiber. You're going to get all of those vitamins and minerals in from the veggies. Yes, we are taking in carbs from those veggies, but it's a complex carb. The carbs get digested slowly, so you don't have that crazy high blood sugar spike, and then the body produces the insulin, which is a hormone called insulin, and then now we're messing with hormones. If you guys haven't watched the last episode, no, that was episode number 7, was PCOS. Women with PCOS, it's a hormone imbalance. Hormones are all out of whack. Hormones do affect your body and not function the way that the body should to thrive. You're not going to get the results that you want. Your body can't lose the body fat and get healthy because of what we're eating. So with all those carbs and sugars added into the American diet now, it's like 60 to 70% of where calories are coming from here in America. We're all eating all of the garbage down the grocery store aisles. I promise you this, you stop eating the stuff out of the grocery store aisles and you just eat real food, meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, and fruit. I do not do corn because there's no nutritional value to corn. I do not do potatoes, and that means all potatoes, because I'm bloated. It makes me crave more carbs and sugars. It makes me exhausted after eating it. It's because the blood sugars will skyrocket on them. If you want to do it, go for it. When is the best time to take in higher fast digesting carbs or a heavy carb meal? I would do it before you work out or some type of exercise or some type of shoot. You want to have dessert at night and go get that nighttime cardio with your significant other? Make sure y'all are on top, ladies. Stop being a dead fish on bottom. Get an amazing ab workout in. It's a game changer. Seriously, you want a great workout? That's a great activity. That's a great way to burn some calories. Just hopefully your other significant other can keep the flag up the pole for more than 30 seconds, for maybe 20, 30 minutes of good cardio. I promise you, amazing ab workout. The next day, you'll be like, how the hell are my abs sore? And you're like, oh, that's right. I actually put in some work. Yes, ladies, put in some freaking work. But that's when you want to take in those carbs, though. If you're going to do potatoes, if you're going to do bread, if you're going to do pasta, but your workout program is literally going to be going towards burning off that glucose. That's what it's going to be going for. So when we talk about maintaining the weight, we made a podcast on that one, how to maintain the results. When you're in maintenance and you want to take in tortillas, breads, or pastas, do it before your workout. So at least your workout program or your physical activity is going to be going towards burning off those calories, burning off that energy, so you're not storing it as fat and you're not having to deal with the crazy blood sugar spikes and everything and just letting it settle there and becoming insulin resistant. So with the carbs, with the sugars, I promise you, like I said, you will have the best body you've ever had in your entire life, and you will be shocked on what happens to your health when you stop eating all of the garbage boxed foods out there. Stop eating things out of a box. There's only one box we should all be eating out of anyways. So hit your calories. If you don't know what your calorie goal is, make sure you guys go use the free calorie calculator. It is on the website, just fullertonnutrition.com. That's where you guys will be able to find it. Hit those calories, meat, veggies, nuts, seeds, fruit. If you do the fruit, do it more in the morning. I would go berries. It's a lower glycemic index, meaning you're going to have a lower blood sugar spike with strawberries than you would with a banana or a mango. So I don't do potatoes. I don't do corn. If you want to do dairy, go for it. I just don't drink milk and eat the whole freaking egg. Have an amazing day, ladies and gents.